telling you, great show. I wish there were another night. I would go back and go another night. Wiggy, we were talking about that, about going back to back. If there were another Post Malone show, I would go back to back.
Wow. Wiggy, you try to explain that to me. I don't know, like, it was it that good that you would go
really
back
good.
And see
this
really
good.
And it listen
was,
to the yeah. same songs?
Really yeah.
Good. He's better with, he has a full band.
Yes.
All right.
And he's better, like, I saw him at the Garden probably 5 years ago, and he is, or whatever that was, 4 years ago, and he's better with the full band. So, all right. Subaru of New England text line. You can text us anytime. That number is 37937. During the break, a bold suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis, that Bill O'Brien is the best weekly football guest on this program. I that includes Boomer, Gerard Mayo, Ty Law. I mean,
I think on this station.
He is fantastic
yeah.
as a guest.
I mean, would you put him ahead of Hunter Henry?
Good question. Yeah. But anyway, thanks to Bill O'Brien and Go BC.
Right. What a great, like, what a great just joy he has at this hour of the day. He's
yeah.
laughing. He listens to the show.
He's
it's awesome. Great.
And I could not have said what he said about Shador Sanders better myself.
He said he could go on and on about that.
I loved it. All right, well, we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning, Greg. So I got two leads for you. You want my bitchy lead or, you know, hey, I got a smile on my face because something good's potentially happening.
Bitchy.
You want...
Bitchy
you,
Wiggy, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so here's my bitchy lead. And I know Courtney dropped a massive cocoa bomb yesterday. And then Sweeney came out and, you know, didn't like shoot down her report, but the spitting chiclet guys.
He threw a bucket of water on the
yes.
bomb before it could go off.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody please explain to me what the Boston Bruins are doing. We've had this conversation and we do it in every sport. We did it for the Patriots when you have an elite player, somebody that you think can really take your team to the next level and get you over the hump and help you potentially on winning another championship. What is going on with the Bruins that you have a guy in Swayman who I believe is like 26 or 27 years old, young. He's shown that he could play in a lot of games because how many goalies play, you know, the whole season straight? I think he's played like 50 games at one point.
Yeah.
So he's shown that he could be a guy that you can carry a team. We know how important the goalie is in hockey, especially in Boston with the performance of Tim Thomas back when they won the Stanley Cup. What are the Bruins doing, you know, putting him through this and potentially putting themselves in a position where Swayman maybe leaves after the season and now you are looking for another goaltender and then trying to find somebody that you can see has the potential of being a very, very good goalie for a long time to come.
Wiggy,
somebody please explain it to me.
We talked about it earlier. Unless he's looking for some ridiculous money, like if he's looking for $10 million a year and he won't budge, I get that. But if it's $8 million, $8.5 million, which is what it seems like it is, pay the guy.
Right.
Like you're going to go into camp and Don Sweeney up there yesterday saying we should have it all worked out by December 1st. Like, you're going to play a considerable amount of the season without Jeremy Swayman, and there's no reason. To pay the man.
And who's to say it's going to work out where Swayman likes what they give him or likes the fact that they've kind of put him through the washer where he just goes, you know what? I'll play my 1 year, and then
yeah.
I'll hit free agency, and I'm going to probably get the money that I want because that's the going rate for, I know he hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but that's like the going rate for a goalie who is viewed as being a really good goalie, you know, whether it's $8.5 million, $9.5 million.
Yeah.
I just don't get what the Bruins are doing, especially when you have a team that's a playoff team.
Pay that man his money.
Correct. Or if it's about money, then you should have kept the guy who was $5 million
right.
instead of trading him. Okay?
Yeah.
Exactly.
If it's about money, okay, then see what you could go and see what you can get for Swayman. I don't understand it. So great lead, Wiggy. Thank you very much. Wiggy is in Florida. doing an autograph signing for tonight's Pats Jets game at the Hard Rock Casino in Florida. There is, Wiggy, thank you.
Thank you. This remote thing doesn't work, Greg. You're spot on. The remote thing don't work. Get your ass back to work.
Oh, you don't like it. You don't like.
No, I don't like it because I don't. You know, I'm missing the connection, the vibe what we have. Like, you know, when we're all in studio, the what's it called? The symbioticness of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. We miss you. Yeah.
Oh, you're
it doesn't
missed,
work. I don't know how the hell AJ Hawk does it.
I will say
McAfee
it's nice
show.
Though. The studio this morning does not smell like skunk weed. So
I ain't smoking that.
That is true. Jackson isn't in this morning.
It's not 1988. Ain't nobody smoking that skunk junk.
There is a growing movement when it comes to those in science and medicine, hoping to encourage those of us who are male to start peeing while sitting on the toilet for the good of our own health.
Oof.
Apparently, science has determined that splashback can propel particles of urine across the bathroom high enough to land on your toothbrush.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Yeah, but isn't urine sterile?
The rebound.
Are you telling me dodgeball lied?
The rebound splash can be up to 7,550 drops of dangerous urine.
Wow.
And so, 57 years old, done it the same way. Sometimes, occasionally, middle of the night, I might miss here or there.
Oh.
It's dark, and you know I'm sleepy, but I ask men, the men who listen to the show, are you willing for your own health to adjust and to sit down and take care of it that way going forward?
Wow,
hell no.
Would you have to like push it down into the toilet if you were sitting?
Yeah, well, if it's in the morning, Courtney, it'd be very difficult to do. You'd have to
Curtis wouldn't.
Yeah,
you'd have to lay across the toilet. But my wife would love this.
You'd have to lay across the toilet.
Well, in the morning, I mean, when you go to the bathroom in the morning, Courtney. I mean, isn't a soldier standing at attention?
Yeah.
My wife would love it, so she's always like, sit down, because I'm like you, Greg. You know, I tend to, you know, have
I have noticed when we have to share a bathroom when we're at Gillette on Mondays, you guys don't put the toilet seat down.
I do.
I would not touch that toilet seat with a 10-foot pole.
But then I have to touch it.
Courtney, I will always do that. That's the one thing my wife will give me credit for. I might pee on the rim, but at least I put the seat cover down so she doesn't fall in.
That's very nice of you.
But, Greg, you're right, because I just saw this on Instagram. After going number two, I shut the toilet before I flush.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because it doesn't allow the particles to seep into the atmosphere.
You're always supposed to shut.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't even bother with that. I mean,
yeah, I didn't know that till I saw it on Instagram, and the doctor was like, you should shut it. You don't want the particles flying around on your toothbrush.
I'm 57. I've been peeing standing up my entire life, and I'm pretty healthy. I mean, I get the eye thing. I end up with the eye thing every once in a while.
Greg, it's not the sitting down that's the problem for you. It's the getting up.
Yes, you're right about that, Curtis.
I could never do it, Greg, though. I have to stand up. I think it's just ingrained in us as men. You know, if I sit down, I feel like awkward.
I asked Curtis, you know, do you know what I hear when I try to get up off of the toilet after I'm done? Are you going to die?
I will say women have it really hard. Like, I was at this walk on Sunday with my mom, and there is a long line for the Port-a-Johns. But, you know, you got to pee after the race, before the race. And you walk in there, and it's like I can hold my breath, pee, elbow the door open, get some Purell, and I'm fine. The women that have to sit on that or anywhere near it, like, that is in and of itself a health violation.
Curtis, they squat, though. They don't sit, though. Okay. That's the big thing.
Yeah, but when you get older, Wiggy, that becomes harder to be able to hold yourself up.
Yeah, but in public, right? I mean, your mother, right? If she goes to the bathroom in public, I bet you she's probably still squatting.
Okay. love you, Mom.
And just to wrap this up, if you're wondering how it is around the rest of the world, in Germany, this is amazing to me, but in Germany, Only 10% of the men stand up while doing it. The rest are seated. Huh. Sweden.
Is that science?
That is science.
I'll have to text my cousin. It's
wow.
All right. Well, there you go. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up, including maybe Jim Montgomery with a little insight as to why Jeremy Swayman remains unsigned at this moment. We'll get to that and the rest of They Said It next. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, we heard from Don Sweeney yesterday. He addressed the recent reports surrounding Jeremy Swayman's pending contract. Here's what he had to say.
I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward.
And he's hopeful that they'll get a deal done by December. So you're saying there's still a chance? Still a chance.
I mean,
and he said some of the reports are inaccurate. Not all.
I think he was
no chance.
He was directing that in your direction.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll see. Yeah. One more with the Rays tonight for the Red Sox after they take them down last night 2-1. First pitch tonight, 6:50 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. We have the Pats in action tonight. Thursday Night Football taking on the Jets in enemy territory. Kickoff is at 8:15. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 62 degrees and cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high, cloudy 72.
Well, it is game day Thursday, 8:15 kickoff. New England Patriots and the Jets this evening. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get to today's front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. Red Sox, 4 out, Curtis, with 10 remaining. So you're saying there's a chance.
Only 10 left. My heart, I just can't even, I can't even think about the end of the baseball season. I just enter a deep depression.
I understand. It's end of summer and it's depressing.
They really turned it around the second half. Wow, impressive.
Well, they're 500 right now.
Are they?
They're 500.
76-76, and Scheim loses another bet.
Yeah, what's
haven't
the deal?
Lost that bet yet, Curtis. They have to get to 78 wins for me to lose.
Well, still have a shot.
Yep.
So the Sox have still to win. Alive. They have to win 2 more.
Correct.
Of the last 10. And you lose your bet with baseball, Brett.
Correct. Because originally Brett had sent me a message, and he's like, just to clarify, the over-under was 77.5. So 77 and less, I win. 78 and more, Brett wins. Okay.
Wiggy's in Florida and joining us from Miami on a beautiful morning there. Wiggy, what did you say earlier? It was in the 80s?
Oh, man, yeah. It's like, I think it's going to be like 88 today or something along those lines. Yeah. Sun's going to be out. You know what that means. Beach day.
Yeah, have you and the missus selected the beach where you will
christen?
Where
we will have sex later?
No,
but there's plenty of beaches out here to do that on.
I would be nervous, though, because I do think Florida beaches are patrolled at night.
So. We are beach sexers.
Believe me, sex would be the last thing they'd be worried about.
Courtney, my man Dan has been down here for 6 years producing, and he's shaking his head like, nah, that ain't the case. Nobody's patrolling them at nighttime.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to Courtney in the news coming up in about 15 minutes, but right now this...
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday right now. Scheim, where should we start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Bruins because I don't think we've talked about this quite enough this morning. And so let's start with Jim Montgomery, who also spoke yesterday And this could be one of the reasons why the Bruins don't seem like they're in a rush to get things done with Jeremy Swayman, because Monty was asked about his confidence in the other goalies they have on the team, and this was Monty's response.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you look at 22 years of goalie Bob's history here, it's pretty special, you know. So he does great work in getting our goaltenders ready, no matter who they are.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, so they're going to – Curtis, you may have brought this up last week, that the way they're looking at this might be that goalie Bob has done a great job with, you name the goaltender, Tuukka, Swayman, Linus. So – they are looking at this like goal. We don't necessarily have to have Jeremy Swayman on this hockey team, unless he's willing to make $6.5 million a year.
I would just say next time, why don't you extend the guy you're going to keep and then trade the other goalie?
Yeah,
wouldn't that make more sense? Don't they have all the leverage right now if they still have Linus?
Yeah,
this is a Bill Belichick move, isn't it? Like we can still win. In spite of the player, like it's like I can always get the next defensive back.
Well, Winky, like, this is their Dante Scarnecchia moment where they're like, oh, I don't need to pay Logan Mankins all this money. I'll just find a guy and Dante will turn him into the next great guard.
Yeah.
Which I think is dumb. I understand what you're saying and goalie Bob, but I think if you have a guy that has the potential to be a Vezina winner and could be a guy that you can rely on for the next 8 to 10 years between the pipes. Like, I don't think you get rid of that guy, even though you go, hey, goalie Bob is great and he could do some things. That's why I'm baffled on what the hell they're doing down there.
They tend to be cheap. Like, so if you're not willing to set the Bruins market with Jeremy Swayman at $8.5 million a year, then you are going to look at goalie Bob and say he can do something with one of these guys and we'll be fine. I mean, listen, you remember when it was a big deal for them? It wasn't that long ago to pay Charlie McAvoy $5 million a year. Like, it wasn't that long ago. So, I mean, you gave Pasternak his money. What's he making, eight a year?
Yeah.
What did he get?
I thought he got 11 a year.
I thought he got 11. I thought
did
it was
he, eight yeah. years for 11.
Years, 88 was it, well, no. Was it 10
eight
years?
Eight for 90.
Yes.
Eight for 90.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me.
And absolutely. I also just, notwithstanding what Don Sweeney was reporting or were reacting to in the reporting, but not exactly a demeanor I would recommend. Like the hard ass thing. Like, why don't you figure it out before you start attacking him for not being at camp because you haven't given him market value? Like, it's not, I mean, Swayman is rightfully holding all the cards. Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Yeah. What's next, Sean?
Well, speaking of Don Sweeney, let's hear another cut from Don Sweeney yesterday when they came back and asked him again about, like, the inaccuracies that he had referenced. Here was his back and forth about the Spittin' Chiclets guys.
So go ahead and ask me a specific one. If you got knowledge of it, like that we haven't offered an 8-year deal, or we haven't, you know, we're not willing to compromise, or we haven't moved on things. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not talking about specifics. You're just not going to get it. But, you know, the fact, I did reference one, as a matter of fact. I think it's bullshit that somebody says, I wouldn't return a call for 3 weeks. There, that's inaccurate. Was it written? Was it said? Was it written?
That one, I'm not sure.
Well, I will tell you, you know, I don't listen to podcasts. I said my son loves Biz, thinks he's fabulous, and he's a great entertainer, okay? But at the end of the day, they're inaccurate. And that's okay, because that's all part of the business nowadays. It's okay if you turn around and say it's your opinion or your belief and such, but don't report it as fact. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
I was hoping he said, I love Greg Hill, but you know what? There's not a deal that we're almost getting done.
Well, actually, Wiggy, it's funny you mentioned that. He was asked directly about a report from the morning.
You mean from the you're referring to the Coco Bomb?
Correct.
Yeah,
I am referring to the Courtney Coco Bomb.
Yep, swing and a miss.
And this is this is what Sweeney had to say.
Don, it seems pretty obvious now, but just to clear it up too, there was a report out there this morning that it was a done deal with Sweeney. That's obviously not true, but not correct.
It's 100% inaccurate. Does that make it any more pointed than that?
Damn. He shot that cocoa bomb out of the sky.
I know.
Before it can even get close to the ground.
Wait, Wiggy, did you say cocoa bomb?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, Courtney, you got to get back in them streets. You got to stop beating them streets again.
I got to find new sources, Wiggs.
Yeah, you got to get something.
But am I this is an honest question. If I'm whispered to, am I supposed to just keep it to myself?
No. You trust the source.
Yeah.
You said you had two sources.
Yes.
And you trust them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, you're not writing for the paper of record, and they this is an entertainment program. Do people get that?
No, people are mad, and that's fine. And I hope that Don Sweeney isn't, you know, mad at me. If he is, the whatever. But I hope that they get it done. And if it comes out today, then it'll be interesting.
Yeah. And Greg, you always say you should have a second one to back it up. Was the second source part of the first source's circle?
Yes.
Oh, see, so that's technically like one source.
Yes. Well, not really. I feel like I don't know if you want me to do this, but I have to do it. I can reveal that the second source was one of the concierges at Echelon that Courtney talks to.
Nope, it wasn't. Nope.
Fart sounds will never not be fun.
And it's someone I've known for a really long time. Really long. And, I thought that they were more...
But you didn't hear from them yesterday at all?
Nothing.
Well, that's
crickets.
That's weird.
Did you
But I don't talk to this person every single day. It's not...
Yeah. Did you shoot him a text and be like, hey,
him or
what
her?
Happened?
No, I did not.
Hmm.
No, I was too busy just, you know.
All right. We going to get to Cassis?
Yeah, let's get to Tristan Cassis. He spoke with our guys after the game yesterday and had this to say about kind of how he gets himself fired up. It was an interesting place that he went, but here was Tristan Cassis.
I try to just go with the flow, just join the vibe of the team and help us win ball games. But, you know, I got to remind myself that I did miss, an off-season's worth of time. It was 4 months, and, you know, that's a lot of time without seeing pitches and getting that contact. And, you know, even when I came back, even now, you know, there's still a little bit of, discomfort with that swing, but it's okay. It's, coming down to the wire, but he's a little banged up. And so is Trev, going in the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked, but seeing that scar on his shoulder, it fires me up. Everybody's kind of banged up right now, and him coming out and finishing us the season with us on a high note, it's really special to see. But everybody in here is grinding through something, and that was what the motivation for me was to get back out here.
Are you supposed to look in the shower?
No, you never look in the shower. That's the
scar?
Number one rule.
On the back.
Yeah, so...
Did he say it was on the shoulder? It was
shoulder.
Back shoulder, so, I'm assuming, or maybe side shoulder.
I'm talking to you right now, I can see your shoulder.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
but you never say you saw it in the shower. Right.
Number one
rule as an athlete, first thing, it's on the wall of unwritten rules. Eyes up.
In the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked, but seeing that scar on his shoulder, it fires me up.
Fires him up.
Can I just say this? I really hope they trade Costas this offseason.
You do?
God, is he annoying.
I like him, Curtis.
I like him, too.
What do you like about him?
He's like a kind of an offbeat kind of fellow.
And he has this... Curtis, he has the same rolly as Greg.
Yeah,
you forget.
I mean, a guy who still says it hurts to swing, has every excuse in the book, thinks he's already arrived, hasn't arrived. No, thank you. Have
Curtis,
a good day.
He's going down the Hotto road?
No, I just, to the fact that he was bitching about, saying that he was getting stabbed in his ribs when he was in rehab, but then telling other people that he was perfectly healthy, not my cup of tea.
All right.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Wiggy, you sent the bat signal out earlier for your guy TC.
Yeah.
He's on hold if you want.
Yeah, I just wanted to let him know that hockey players are just like football players, man. When they don't get their money, they're holding out.
All right. So we'll get to TC, and then why don't we get to Courtney in the news coming up at 8 on this morning show. Coming up at 8, 10 minutes from now, we'll get to today's news with Courtney and apparently a former First Lady of the United States of America. is tired of being nude shamed for her art. And we will get to that, among other things, during the news coming up. But this is Dan from Newton. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Courtney, you got nothing to worry about.
Oh,
it was a former EE guy, Mike Mananski, who famously...
What are you doing, Curtis?
What do you mean?
Why are we dropping out?
Oh, that was just going to be something about Mutt's new ventures that are not really relevant to the conversation.
I don't care. I'm going to have to let the guy finish his sentence.
Yeah, I believe that. And also, people get things wrong all the time. Like, honestly, you can be really mean to me right now. The text line is disgusting right now. It's okay. Like, everything is okay. And, like, Greg said that Brady was going to buy a house in Connecticut. Like,
well, I was burned by a source on that baby.
Yeah.
I had five different sources on that, five different real estate agents.
There's no house in Connecticut.
I still think that you were right.
Yeah, this is TC. TC, Wiggy called you out earlier.
Yeah, Wiggy, miss you too, buddy. but you did have one thing a little wrong there, but I'm glad you did bring it up because I want to make one simple point here and then add one other thing. Now, Brad Marchand, when his contract was up, he signed an 8-year deal. That's the captain of your team. 8-year deal for 6.125. Okay? So he took less, much like a guy out in Pittsburgh who has never made over more than 8.7 in a season. Point being, Jeremy Swayman, you little whatever you want to use, Brad Marchand had three surgeries this offseason. So, I mean, he played through injuries, three different areas where he needed surgery, making 6.1. You've been here for a short time, okay? Shut your mouth. You could have been 2 years at 3.5. He gave you – now, that's Sweeney's fault in a business sense. But my point being is Swain is a little punk. So if I was the Bruins, I'd say, you know what, pal? See you later. Send him off to like Utah or something.
Well, you don't
and live out there.
See, you okay? don't. The problem is we don't know what he's asking for.
Like, do you think if it was 6.15, it wouldn't be done? Why should he make a dollar more than Brad Marchand? What has he done close to what Brad Marchand's done?
TC, the problem in sports though is when because it happened in the NFL with Brady. When you got guys like Marchand or you got guys like Sidney Crosby, and I saw that thing Sidney Crosby did, it was pretty cool to find out that
doesn't
he never
work until everybody unless everybody does it right. Wiggy?
Right.
Doesn't work unless everybody does it.
Right, and so the problem is now you got like so. How do you say that? Like all Brad Marchand does is hurt the market because now if you got a guy like Pastrnak, you can't be like, oh, you got to make more than him. So like Swayman is in a position he shouldn't have to take less because guys like Brad do it. Like I think
I'm not telling Wiggy, I'm not telling him to go on food stamps, but he 6.1's all right. He could do okay. He could do
no,
okay.
No, I know
that.
I know what you're saying, but
okay,
you don't want to. But
How
it's
Brad
about
Marchand
it's about
Jeremy Swayman. Wait,
it's about
wait, please. I know you got the show. Just give me a couple seconds, bud. How does Brad Marchand feel? If I was Brad Marchand, I'd grab him by his ear and twist it in a million ways and say, "Kid, shut your mouth if you want to be here." Here's one more thing I wanted to get out. Please, doesn't have to do with hockey. Quick pop quiz. Quarterback in the NFL has as many wins as Mac Jones. Shime, you got an answer? That guy can win MVP every year. He'll never win anything that counts. Keep rooting for him, pal. He's a bum. Lamar, he's a bum. Same as Mona wins as Mac. And Mac will be out there soon, baby.
How many AFC Championship games has Mac been to? Oh, okay.
One less. plays a quarter of the time. One less. Shime. The
a quarter
stinks.
Of the time? What are you talking about?
Never wins a thing. He's never won a thing, never will. Just
who's a starting quarterback in the NFL right now?
Watch the. That's not what I'm asking.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not asking that. You put him on a big pedestal. The guy stinks. He might be 0-3 after this week.
Yeah, he might be. We'll find out, I guess. But you know what? He's been a two-time MVP already, and he's miles and miles and miles better than Mac Jones will ever hope and wish to be.
We played some Marchand audio a couple weeks ago. where he may have been sending some sort of a cryptic message in the direction of Jeremy Swayman, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because I even posited the theory that this was a direct shot at Jeremy Swayman, and I was kind of poo-pooed, but now, you know, if you believe what TC said, it may have a little bit more credence.
I'm going to say this now, and I'll kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and I don't know where he's getting his information, but it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. Whatever goes on will stay internal between Swings and our group, but I'm going to leave it at that. I just, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it, and we'll leave it at that.
I mean, the problem is the market. If you're not going to pay Jeremy Swayman $8 million, he's going to go somewhere else and get it. So
right.
That's what you're talking about, Wiggy. Right?
Yeah, and that's what the market dictates, right? I mean, it dictates that if you got a guy like Swayman who looks around and he looks at goalies that are very similar to him making $8.5 million, just because your captain Brad Marchand only makes $6 million because he chooses to take like one of them team-friendly deals, you shouldn't have to go into negotiation. And Sweeney goes, well, look at Brad. Like that's what probably happened with a lot of Patriots players with Brady. Well, if Brady's only making this and he's taking less, why won't you? But he's trying to do the best he can for his family. And I get what TC's saying. But, $6 million is a lot of money. But you
brought up what Sidney Crosby's doing. He took $8 million. He took a big discount.
Right. But I get what they're doing that because it might work for them. Not everybody, you have to, whatever sport you're playing, you got to strike while the iron's hot. That's why you see a guy like Jamar Chase, or you see a CeeDee Lamb, or Brandon Ayuk talking about, I want my money. I get it's different in football because it's not guaranteed money mm-hmm. like other sports, but you got to strike while the iron's hot. Why should Swayman take $6 million when he knows he can make $8.5 million as a free agent?
This is Rob from Swampscott. Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. So Curtis just said something about Tristan Casas.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm in the truck, and I had a call in because, Curtis, you are 100% right. That guy thinks he's made it, and he hasn't even shown up. Last year I heard him being interviewed, and I don't know what scouting report he read about himself. He actually referred to himself as having exquisite feet at first base. And then two days later, I watched him boot two balls in one game. So I think he's just not, yes, he can hit. Yes, he hits from the left side, but he's just not as good as most people are making him out to be. And we need a legit first baseman who can actually play first base.
Yeah, I mean, I would trade him in a package to get Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Pay him top dollar. Don't pay Tristan Casas. Win-win. Bing, that, bang, boom.
That okay. That right there is a Curtis bomb.
That is a big bomb.
Oh, I was waiting for the fart.
So was I. Shine, what's wrong with you?
I love it.
You really threw me off there. You were like, yeah, have the bomb sound effect ready. And I was like, okay. So I had both of them ready because I wasn't sure. And then you said Curtis bomb. So I'm like, oh, it wasn't a dud. And I got confused.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I was born a dud.
I'm a mess.
But Curtis, if I may say this, you have exquisite feet.
Oh, thank you. God. Pull my finger.
Right. We got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and to today's news next.